It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right. Listen to that music. You know what that means. What does that mean? That means it's a Monday morning. The Pre-W. Smith Show's on. We're trying to get rolling here, getting the engines fired up, getting this week started right, guys. Mark, I know we didn't get a chance to cover in the opening segment, but there's more sports news we wanted to cover. Those Lions, man, they're going after it. They're really loading up that defense.
How about that? Chauncey Gardner from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and he was tied for most interceptions, or their backfield. These corners now they brought on, really, really tightening it up.
Yeah.
Really tightening it up. I think the Lions, one of the best scoring offenses this past year, one of the worst, if not the worst, defense, right?
Yeah, yep. They got better as the year went on.
Yeah.
But
if they get that defense tightened up.
Oh, they got it going on. This is going to be exciting.
It'll be fun. So they brought in this guy he's from Philadelphia.
Yep. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
All right, cool. And they signed a couple of other free agents, I think, in the defensive backfield as well.
Yeah, cornerbacks Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley.
Yeah.
So here we go.
That gives us reason to be excited.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You know, it's just good to see him doing something. Here they've got this offense that's one of a kind. And to be able to, you know, short up that defense is going to make for a pretty exciting season, I think.
Yeah.
All right, great. Excited, Mark?
Real excited. I've never seen it like this in this town. Wow.
Hard to be excited at 5:40 in the morning, but it'll take one of those and maybe a couple of other great free agents being signed as well. Okay, very good. And then to work.
Oh, no.
Lots of issues in the labor markets in general. Well, that's lots of issues in general, right? It depends on who you talk to, Kristen.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
but since you're talking to us, yes, lots of issues in general. But in the workforce, you know, guys, I went into a little diner over the weekend, and I noticed that this was a spot that's building in popularity. This happened to be out in, I don't know if it's Oxford or Lake Orion, but there was a line out the door after the Sunday morning crowd wanted to have lunch or brunch or whatever it was they were doing. It was around noon. Line out the door. So we decided to stop in. I've been there once before. It's a great place, by the way. Really great. Mario's on M24 between Oxford and Lake Orion. Really great food, great service, family-owned kind of place. Anyway, there was a sign on the door that said, help wanted. And as I looked in to notice the line, most of the tables were taken, but there was still a variety of open tables still in the place. And I heard the guy, who happens to be the owner of the diner, saying, we can't serve you at that table. We don't have enough help to take these tables. And so finding help these days is really a problem. And then on top of it, we've got other problems in the labor force too, like workers not appreciating their jobs. You guys have all heard of quiet quitting. And then there's the issue of people just not taking their jobs that seriously. Those who have them showing up late for work is one of the huge problems. And we wanted to dig into this a little more because seeing that there are people out there that want a job. I don't know, but there's also issues around, you know, should we force more unemployment to slow inflation and all these things going on? So look, it's a tough conundrum, especially for small businesses. This is a really tough environment. Being late for work. Once you have a job, it seems like if you're late for work consistently, it makes a huge statement. A statement, a lack of appreciation, a lack of regard, certainly a lack of professionalism. And so digging into this one particular issue about people being late for work, we've uncovered interesting news about the biggest and most used excuses for why I'm late for work.
All right.
We got a few of these here this morning for you. Health issues, by the way, I'll kick it off with that one. 12%. 12% say I was late for work because it didn't feel good when I got up, or could be something more serious. Obviously not serious enough to keep you from going to work, because these are issues keeping you from being on time. So I just got up, had a scratchy throat, whatever it was.
Can you use the health issues if you're still remote? Like if I'm on Zoom all day, does that one still hold up, I wonder?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I guess if you're supposed to be on a call, say, for example, right away first thing in the morning, and you don't show up, you could probably use health issues for I was sneezing away my allergies.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. And some of these, right. by the way, let's just make the point. Some of these are legitimate, of course.
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But I'm surprised that's only 12%.
Right.
Yeah. Well, carry on. You know what's number, well, let's not go to number one. Just yeah. You mentioned these issues, personal problems, 18%. Now, I think that's kind of a catch-all bucket, personal
Absolutely.
Problems. I mean, a personal problem could be the dog ran out the door and I had to go chase it. That's I guess that could qualify as a personal problem,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I had
my kids were, you know, running late for school,
right,
so drop-off
right,
was
right.
late. I mean, that does right. kind of, personal problems okay. does, yeah,
personal
it's kind
problems
of vague.
Was a catch-all bucket, kind of vague at number two. Number three, we haven't given number one yet. Number three, oversleeping.
Yeah.
15% of the people who said they were gave an excuse for why they were late for work, oversleeping,
binge watching. That is the right. reason behind the oversleeping. Yeah. Not saying what they were binge watching, but they were binge watching right. something. Well, I promise
well,
you.
Well, actually, that's kind of funny. I think as I read the article, TikTok has become a reason for people being late for work. Believe it or not, actually called out specifically. TikTok. I started watching it. I couldn't stop. I didn't get ready on time. I guess that falls into the personal problems bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Listen, before I get to number one, we're going to do that in just a second. The most used excuse for why I'm late for work. I just want to mention this in the article. I read this. This is unbelievable. And don't use this, you guys. But a worker who is 10 minutes late each day by the end of the year has taken the equivalent of a total 1 week paid vacation. 10 minutes each day amounts to a 1 week paid vacation by the end of the year.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say the HR department is a tough department to be in because on the one hand, you're dealing with people you know and work with in a lot of cases, the smaller the company is, the more personal it is. And then again, some of these things are legitimate. Some of these things aren't. All right. With no further ado, let's get to the number one excuse used for why I was late for work. 25% of the people use this excuse. Traffic was bad on the drive in.
Especially in Michigan, right?
Blame it on the traffic. Traffic was bad.
Yeah, I believe that actually is true now that you say that. That does seem to be more likely.
Okay. So number three, oversleeping. Number two, personal problems. And number one,
Traffic.
That's what I'll use. Right. I call Kristen and say, I'm in traffic. I'm running late. Right. Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, there we go. Well, listen, guys, we've got a little change for the week in the top brass leading the morning show this morning. Our good buddy, Chris Renwick.
All right,
you're
Chris.
In for Paul W.
Good morning. How we doing?
Hey.
He was not stuck in traffic.
No, he was not stuck in traffic. He made it on time, thank God.
My dog ate my homework. Yes. That's why I'm not here.
I think that was high school, Chris, not why you're late for
right.
work.
Right, right.
Stuck in high school.
Yeah, I just got whatever it worked then, it works now. I got to just stick with war.
It works every time. That's a good one. All right. I mean, how can you argue with that, right?
Right.
So, all right.
The traffic has got to be it, though, right? It's traffic because traffic is vague enough. There was just a lot of cars. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Nothing I can do.
I'm going with personal problems at the catch-all, number two. That one just, it works.
But see, you know, I'm always worried about karma in those situations.
That's
like,
true.
I don't need to put that out in the ether.
Right. Chris, what do you have coming up for us in the show?
We're breaking down the Pistons. No, we're talking Michigan State. We're talking Donald Trump. Is he going to be arrested? Ooh. We'll talk about it. We got a lot to do this morning.
He says he is. Didn't he say that? He thinks he's going to be arrested.
He said tomorrow.
Exactly.
He's got the cuffs going in tomorrow. I don't know. I'm skeptical, but we'll talk about
it. I got a recommendation for you. Focus on the Sparties this morning. And
yeah.
that's a beautiful thing to talk about. I'll tell you that. That's exciting. That's fun. All right.
Big time weekend. See you guys.
Okay, Chris, we're going to hand it off to you. We'll be listening. Stick with us right here on WJR.